It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratch,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. I'm CF, the plumbing sales coach, and tonight we're unveiling a lot of things. We got some really exciting things to talk about, some stuff to share, some announcements to the show. We advertised today. A lot of you saw the new logo. We sent you a link on where to find the show, and then what we did was we started the show on a totally different channel. And so that's what we love to do here. We're working out the kinks. We're working out the bugs, but a lot of you are jumping on here. Welcome to the show. Tonight is the night we're giving away $225. So get excited about that. Also, we got a big announcement. We have an official sponsor. Our show is now sponsored by SkyBoss, the boss of service and software. That is SkyBoss, and they basically help companies like you get more organized and be more efficient in your sales. And speaking of which, we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to be talking about how that works and what that looks like when it comes to converting, when it comes to getting the yes, and how are you getting a no, and why that might be something that's really your fault, and how it can be avoided. We're going to talk about all that tonight. We're going to try to keep it within 30 minutes, and who knows what's going to happen. All right, so first things first, make sure you subscribe to the show. Type subscribe right now so we can send you a link to the wrong spot, but you'll at least know the show is going live. Now, this is simple. You just type subscribe into the comments. Facebook then sends you a messenger message from our page to confirm that you're a human. You respond to that message and you are subscribed. If you want the free ebook, if you're a business owner and you're struggling, you figure like, I need more calls, or I need better guys, or I need better customers. You don't need more calls. You need to do more with your calls. You don't need better guys. You need to make your guys better, and you don't need better customers. You need to treat your customers better. Go to our simple ebook just by typing the word ebook in one word, E-B-O-O-K, and that will get the process started. Another message from us from Messenger, and we'll deliver the ebook. It's that simple. All right, tonight we're talking about conversions, 90% conversions. We're talking about comments of the night. We're talking about $225 giveaways. We're talking about SkyBoss. We're also talking about this shirt I'm wearing, and it is a company that is for plumbers, by plumbers. It is a clothing line. Some of you know who they are already. The Thin Brown Line, and none other than Larry Enright himself will be joining us later in the show quickly to tell you guys about the Thin Brown Line, who they are, why they are, and what they're about, and what they're doing for the plumbing community. And it's really a great example of what we talk about on the show all the time, is in serving your community and everything, not just plumbing. It's how we've ended every single show, I think, since episode one. We've done this 207 times, so we've said this for a while now. You can pretty much gather that, and that is what we're about. In fact, our new message and our new motto and our new logos right here is always be serving. This is new gear that's coming out. You'll be seeing more on this with a new brand and a new look and a whole new thing. And guys, we have merchandise coming, shirts, hats, sweatshirts, cups, bottle openers, you name it. We might have it. We might not have it also, but we might have it. And we will send that out because we want to give it away to the Fresh Force. How do you get on the Fresh Force? Well, I'm glad you asked. You simply just become a top fan. That's a great way to be it. Promote the show, promote the business, promote what you're hearing and what you're learning to the rest of the world. You'll be a top fan. We'll pay attention and you'll start getting things sent to you randomly because we want to just do random acts of kindness. Pay it forward. Be the example. The agents of change in the world, that's what we want to be. We want to be the first example of that. And we feel like if we can get a community, a tribe of people, a group of people who believe and are like-minded and same-minded, and look, we understand that there's more customers to go around for everybody, and that these customers are gold, they're cherished, they're something that we're going to treat, we're going to talk about that tonight, something that we're going to cherish and treat great. We're gonna see the customer for what it is. Look, we're not doing the customers any favors. They're doing us a favor by allowing us to serve them, by allowing us to go into their home and take care of them. Matt Miller says, congrats. Josh Chandler says, Pride Plumbing, top-notch tech here, with the newest Chandler with me as well. Congratulations on the new baby, Josh. Awesome thing. We work with Josh all the time. We sell for Josh out in Grand Junction. Not this week. I think he's got this week off or next week. Derek says, love the logo. Love you too. Jake says, hi, Bob. Bob, good to see you. I was talking about you, Bob, today. There's a plumber about 3 hours from you who's looking to get into the service world, looking to become a service plumber. I'm going to be reaching out to you, Bob, because I want to see if maybe we can link you two up and you can help this guy out a little bit. I've got some ideas on that. Robert Barnes, good to see you as well, sir. I think we're talking soon. Jeremy Robinson in the house. William Noss in the house. K. Kevin Todd Holbrook, good old name, blast from the past. Christopher Bell, good to see you. So many different, Brandon Redman, good to see so many people jumping on here. Guys, tonight we're talking about the idea of conversions. Who would love to convert? Now, I can tell you this. If you gave me your conversion number and you gave me your ticket average, which I'll explain in a second, you gave me your job average, which I'll explain in a second, I would be able to tell you whether or not you're struggling with building trust, whether or not you're offering options or not, whether or not you're building value in those options, and whether or not your customer was buying what you were saying, whether or not they were believing you or not. And I'm going to tell you something else. The way that you educate, you know, the way that you treat your customer is a really great example, or the way you think about treating your customer is a really good example of who you are. And it's a great reflection in the mirror, quite honestly. Jeremy says, Advocate Plumbing in here tonight. Chris Koss says, that's awesome, Josh. Congratulations to you and to the missus. Yes, awesome, awesome. Love to see. I've got 8 kids. I love kids. Bob says, man, that would be awesome. Brandon says, fill in the new logo. Thank you. Love that. Can't take the credit for it. We've got an awesome team that we've hired that is now just absolutely kicking the rear out of the industry and logos. I mean, they did a great job. Not because it's my logo. Well, maybe because it's my logo. I'm a little partial. I do like it. But they did a great job. No one's going to miss the alien fingers. Jill says, shared in both Canadian, I said that right, Canadian, and Ontario women in trades. Loved it. And speaking to the women in the trades, you know, you guys honestly understand the relationship side better than the guys do. And this is an area where you can actually take the advantage, take the head start, because you're just naturally more gifted at it and you care about it. That's really probably the bigger thing. I don't know if guys or girls are more gifted at anything other than the other one, but maybe there's a sense of care about it. Maybe you value it differently or you view it differently. But I know bottom line is that you absolutely get this aspect of it. I've seen it in sales for years. With women in general, they simply are more empathetic in nature. They're simply more, on the phone, their voice tone inflections and their way to carry in person and all that stuff matters when it comes to working with your customer, because they're listening to you and you're listening to them. And this is a relationship building process. That's why it always matters. That's why it always matters. Always matters. I'm loving this, man. I love it. They did a great job. I really do like it. They said the letters are a little bit off right here because I'm a little bit off. That's what they said. Kristen Martz, good to see you. A&M Plumbing Rooter out of, and I love this. They're out of they're in Lake Elsinore area. They're in the Temecula area. And my wife literally lived there when she was a kid. And I think that's so cool. It's kind of a fun thing for us. We love that stuff. Just a little bit, he says, preach plumbing and drain in the house. Hey, look, guys, let's talk about this conversion. So here's the thing. First of all, you got to build trust with your customer. That's the key here. And I said it on the last show Tuesday. You got to build trust, and trust is the hardest. You know, I stole this from an old friend from the Navy, Chris Casper. We'll give him a little shout out. In fact, he does some of your guys' marketing. I know he does some marketing for a lot of you, SEO and website building, and he's just, he's gifted. He's ridiculously gifted. The guy's wicked gifted. If you watch the show, you'll kind of get that. So the point here is that this guy's really good. He always said, trust is the hardest commodity on earth to gain. Trust is the hardest commodity on earth to gain, but the easiest one to lose. You can lose it like that. Really hard to gain, really easy to lose. True. And simply to build it, all you got to do is be authentic. You know, all you have to do is go way out of your way to lose trust if you really think about it. You know, if you're just genuine and honest and authentic, you can build the trust. You can fake the trust in the beginning, but eventually it shows up. Eventually it shows up in our lives. It shows up in our sales calls. It shows up on the call. Shows up to the customer in some way or another. And the reality of conversions, it comes down to this idea of they called you out there for something very specific. Now, I don't subscribe to the idea. I know a lot of you technicians. I know a lot of you owners. I know a lot of you general managers, even you CSRs. You know, you're the real sales people of the trade. You guys are absolutely the front line. The CSRs are the front line. If you're a technician right now, CSRs, they don't really do much. You are deadly mistaking. You are sorely misunderstanding the role of the CSR. They absolutely set the tone for you when you go to the call. They set the tone for you. You think you walked into the house and they were just nice to you in the beginning? No, the CSR did some of that. And so you got to understand this about this whole entire picture. But the idea is they called you out there for something. Now, I don't subscribe to the idea that guys can't take that small call and turn it into something more and educate the customer. People are smart. Technicians are smart. CSRs are smart. Managers are smart. People are smart. We're all intelligently designed and intelligently created. And we were intelligently made on purpose, with purpose. And that is fact. And so if that is true, and you might say, well, that's not fact, then I'm not the guy for you. I'm just going to tell you right now. So that's fact to me. And I'm gonna tell you a couple other reasons why you might not want to hire me as a coach. We'll get into that later. I've got something I want to share with you guys. But I will tell you this. This is fact. And so if that's true, they can understand. But the reality is you got to deal with the issue that called you out there first. Look, if you come to me and you say, I'm really hungry, and I'm waiting tables, and we're at the restaurant, you're feeling a steak or ribs. You're like, you know, should I get steak or ribs? What are you thinking, Chris? And I'm like, I don't know. For dessert, I think you should have cake. Okay, they might want cake, but what are you telling me that for right now? I'm talking about steak and ribs. And there's something to be understood there. You don't offer the dessert when it's time to order the appetizer. And there's a method to that. If you think about the idea when you walk into the home and they've got a fill valve that just won't stop running, or they got a flush valve that won't stop letting water drip down into the bowl, or they got a water heater that won't turn on. They don't want to know about the softener just yet. They don't want to know about the other toilets in the house just yet. Just yet. I didn't say never. I didn't say not on this call. I just said just yet. Got to give them a reason to understand why they would even want it. Got to give them a reason to understand why they would even need it. You just do. William Jefferson says, hey, Chris, hey, you, how you doing, sir? Good to see you on here. Method to the madness. CSR is the gas that drives the engine, Brian says. Slow feet, don't eat. My boy, that's got it. Woo! Slow feed, don't eat. Heard that from a very successful man, William. That successful man may have earned you comment of the night, brother, because that was a good one. We'll see. My man, fresh and fresh. That's how Joey says it. If you know Joey, you know that's real. Juan Rendon, good to see you, brother. Been a while. Hope you guys are doing well. Thomas Michael Carlisle. Hey, look, speaking of which, some of you guys are old customers, new customers, clients, all of you guys are hearing about the new training program. Here's what we've got, some misconceptions. Some of you love that live training that we used to do. That's coming back, okay? The live training with me is coming back for the technicians. Hopefully that excites you. We've also got daily training for the technicians now. We've got weekly training for the technicians now. And we have got live monthly trainings all for the same price as what we were offering to you for before. We've just added more. Because that's service. Look, I got to charge what I got to charge to take care of my family. Quite honestly, I value my time. I value my service. I value what I do, just like you should in the plumbing game. And so I'm not cheap. I am not cheap. But I don't have to get paid for every single little thing I do for you. I don't have to get paid for every little single piece of advice I give you. I don't have to get paid. That's why we do the show. That's why we do the show. I mean, there's no better example than that, right? Speaking of which, this guy, Jim, every time you hop on here, I just can't help but think of you. This was a dude that used to give away every single day. He'd hop on here and he'd be like wishing people happy birthday, just loving on people. That is called serving people with nothing in return, no motivation to get something out of it, but simply doing it because it's an overflow of your attitude and your gratitude for simply living on earth. And I'm going to tell you something else. You owners out there, do not build a business that protects yourself against the customer. Do not build a business that protects yourself against the employee. You build a business where you as the owner, you go create the opportunity, and then you pour into your employees, who really is your first customer, and you allow them to work the opportunity. It's very that simple. This business is not hard. It is making the phone ring and converting the call. It's really that basic. And within those two basics, you've got a lot of things that you've got to accomplish. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to hear from Larry N right here talking about the thin brown line. But here's a guy who gets it and has done it. He's done it over and over again, multiple locations all across the country. He's seen what I've seen. And that is that nobody, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter where you are. People are people. They want service. They want convenience. They want to be taken care of. Some people want the cheapest. Great, they can go hire someone else. But some people want the best, and that's fine. And just because you're the best doesn't mean you have to charge the most. But you don't have to play the price game, and you don't have to rip people off. And you can appreciate the fact that they took the time to call you, and they gave you the chance because they believed that you were telling them the truth when you said you were a service plumbing company. Can I get an amen? My man told me they want peace of mind. That's absolutely right. They call me Voxer Man, my brother. Tanner says, listen to the customer's needs. They will sell the job. There is no better customer. I'm sorry. There is no better salesman. There is no better salesman in the house. You've heard me say this once. You'll hear me say it 1,000 times. I'll never stop saying it. There's no better salesman in the house than the customer is to themselves. I don't care what you think, how good you think you are. God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. They will tell you what they want. Just offer and listen. Brian, so true. So true. That's why our new mission statement here is always be serving. We talked about it on the last show. We got scripture going up in the office. You know, we are big here on the idea of the great two things that Jesus said when he redefined the Ten Commandments into two. He said, love God, love others. It's that simple. Look, make the phone ring, convert the call. How do you do it? Serve them. That's all you got to do. That's it. I mean, we could turn the show off right now. You guys go build an empire. I don't care if you're window washing. I don't care if you're plumbing, HVAC. You know, we focus on plumbing here. But honestly, whatever you do, do it for your customer. That's the secret. Active listening is the key. He says, amen, fresh, amen, amen. My boy, Nick Baugh. Me and Nick we've been pulled over before by the police. Now, it was on jet skis, and by say we got pulled over, he was just an innocent bystander. I got pulled over. I was really good at splashing people. He was on a retreat where I had a bunch of owners come out to St. George, Utah. Cisneros Brothers were representing in full effect. There was a few owners there, wives, teams, whatever. We had good time doing it up, and we ran into the law. I sell myself on everything. I don't ever need the salesman to help there. I'm the same way. I go in there, I'd be like, look, you're not going to get me today. We want something functional. We want a king bed. We want dressers. I'm over here talking to the salesman like, look, bro, we got a budget. Okay, this is what we're going to do here. You understand what I'm saying? I draw the line in the sand. I'm the law. I do this stuff online all the time. I train this stuff. You ain't going to get me, bro. And I turn around, my wife's like, I want this one. I'm like, oh, my God. She picked the most expensive one. What just happened? I'm like, but sweetheart. And she's like, well, if you don't think we should get it. All right, look, I want to get this guy on here. This is Larry Enright. This dude, a lot of you know who this guy is. Before you bring him on, hold on. Let me build this. Let me say some things, because he's the king. He's the king of kings, queen of queens. Can you do that? Anyways, they're amazing. It's Jody and Larry, and they're awesome. And you guys know him as the Enrights. I know him as the Sky Boss, king and queen of the industry. I mean, literally, they have so many companies that they help in so many different ways. And if you think I'm talking about Sky Boss, you're mistaken. I've heard story after story after story. If Larry's not killing rats at 5 a.m. in the morning, he's probably on the phone with you helping you run your business, and he's getting nothing for it. And you know why he does it? Well, in the beginning, I wasn't sure. I was like, well, that's pretty slick. He's helping him out, and then he slicks him into the training. He doesn't offer training. He just offers it as a genuine help to the industry. He wants to see you get better. He wants to see the industry get better, and that's why they started this right here, the Thin Brown Line. I can't tell it better than him, so I'm going to let him share with you. I'm going to let her and him share with you. I keep saying him only. Why am I doing that to you, Jody? And she's probably going to get on the phone with me later and say something about that. All right, let's bring them on the show. They're amazing. They're Larry and Jody. And right, how are you guys doing? Where am I? I got to move over. Okay, this way. We're new here. We're learning. How you guys doing?
Hi, how are you?
Can you hear us?
We can hear you. You guys sound amazing.
All right, cool.
Look amazing too.
That's so funny that you started off with that when you said, why do I keep saying he? Because Jody goes, what am I, like dead fish here? You know, it's always the Larry show, you know.
I call it the Larry show. Oh, here's the Larry show again. Here's the Larry show.
Look, if you want fame and notoriety, Jody, you got to kill a rat at 5 a.m. in the morning and put it on Facebook.
That's what I'm talking about.
In my defense, I was up with him till about 1:30 in the morning and gave up and went to bed. So I tried.
She did.
My producer for the show, I told him, I said, you got to follow these two. If he's not killing rats, she's got llamas spitting at her or something. I don't really. It's crazy out there. It's the Wild Wild West. So,
well, that's funny.
Tell us about the Thin Brown Line.
Yeah. So those of you that do know me, I'm sure you know that, like you said, Chris, you know, I help a lot of people for the right reason, is just to make them better. I know you do that a lot too. You spend a lot of your own personal time helping people and stuff like that. And that's it. That's really, to me, I get more gratification out of that than it is. It's not about the money. I always just do the right thing and the money will come. And I've always lived my life that way. And so, you know, I got a point now. It's like, man, you know, what's going on with the trades here? You know, that seems like it's hard to find people, you know, all this type of stuff. And it's like you drive down the freeway and you see these, you know, these flags with, you know, a blue line or a red line, whether it's cops or, you know, whatever. And it's like, well, what about us? You know, so because we're just as important as or essential as, you know, as them. Right. I mean, if you can't poop or have electricity or air conditioning, or you're going to be pretty damn uncomfortable. So I thought, you know what, this is, I'm going to start this company and we'll sell clothing and we're going to use all the proceeds. Like, I think every once in a while I jump on your show and I'm like, I'll match whatever you're giving away, you know? And I just do that impromptu when I'm on there. And we just do that just to give back. That's all. And you know, we'll send out clothing or, you know, whatever to people. We sponsor people to go to school, you know, that type of stuff. So whatever we make, we take 100% of it, reinvest it back into our community because it is a dying trade. The new people coming up in the trade are a little different than what we're used to 10, 15, 20 years ago. So we're just taking that money and reinvesting it back in the people. And that's kind of what it's all about.
Tanner, I find it funny. Tanner says, Larry is a hard man to get a hold of. Chris, can you ask him how we can get shirts? Now, Tanner runs one of your locations, correct?
He does in Kansas, yeah.
Yeah, so that's funny he says that. Love the advice you guys give. William Jefferson says, Juan Rendon, who you know, home ex out of Southern California, says, thank you guys for all the advice. Raylene says the shirt's great. Love the map outline. And she also said the firefighters of the Red Line. I know her. She's my cousin, my niece. She's my niece.
I don't even know.
So I'll be getting calls later about that. She's my niece and she was a volunteer firefighter. So thank you for doing that, Raylene. And you know, did you guys catch that? He said it right away. He said service over sales, essentially. He said the idea, I do it not for the money. I heard early on in life that he learned early on in life that if you serve people and you take care of people, what you basically are looking to get in life will come to you. And that's, and John C. Maxwell says that, Zig Ziglar says that, Jim Rohn says that, help enough people get where they want to get and you'll get where you want to get. And that's such a gold nugget right there, because if you live life that way, whether you have all the nice things or you do all, you'll be loved by the people around you. And that's more than anything else. So tell us how people can get these shirts.
That's kind of funny that you mentioned Zig Ziglar. So Zig Ziglar is probably one of my first books that I ever read. And I was probably maybe 13, 14 years old. And I never, ever, ever forgot that quote was, you know, is if you can give enough people what they want, you can have whatever you want. And I've always lived my life that way from day one. And it's paid dividends. So, how they can get the shirts and we have lots of stuff. We have, you know, these wristbands. Oh,
you're not wearing one.
Yeah, I am. It's on this one. The wristbands. We've got beanies, hats, sweatshirts. I mean, it's not really sweatshirt weather right now, but we just finished getting some new face masks. I don't think they're on the site yet.
They'll be on the site tomorrow morning, yes.
So tomorrow morning they'll be on the site, you know, for the face masks. And not just for, you know, this whole COVID thing, the face masks, but even for just working conditions, period. You know, jackhammering, dusty conditions, that type of stuff. You can use them for that as well. So most of the companies like the, you know, thin blue line, thin red line, you know, all that type. So ours is the thin brown line .com.
The thin brown line.com. Let's get that up on the screen. The thin brown line.com. Right. I just think that's so cool. You know, this is first of all, it's tight. I mean, that's, you know what I mean? The whole thing is just, it looks good. That's really important, you know, if people are going to wear it, but man, it's a shirt with purpose and you're doing something for the trade. You know, if you're out there right now and you're like, how can I help my own trade out? Go get a shirt, simply, seriously. And look, you guys, you've heard me say this a million times and Jody and Larry know this about me probably better than anyone. I refuse to take back in money because I want to look you all in the eye and say, this is a good thing. And when it becomes not a good thing, I will tell you it's not a good thing. And that is why I promote this, because I believe it's real. Definitely check that out, the Thin Brown Line. This is a great way to not only help your community, but you're going to propel his and hers ability to help the community, and they're doing a great job at it. They make an impact. And absolutely, you know, it's, I remember, Kristen Martz is on here, I think. Hopefully she's still on here. But I remember Alex Martz, as you guys know, is one of your clients for Skyboss. Mm-hmm. And has been for, I think, years. And another one is Anthony Bodnick that I can think of off the top of my head, who I had heard from first, like, yeah, Larry took a call at 3 a.m. or Larry took a call at 10 p.m. or Larry took a call. It's like, who's this Larry? Because this guy's doing this is what I'm about. I want to know this Larry. And then I think Joey Cisneros actually connected us all, and or somehow we got all connected. And he's another stud out there that's really about service and taking care of his community. So that's what they're about. Yep. Guys, The Thin Brown Line. Anything else you would want to say to the community as they're listening right now?
I really don't. I think, you know, we're in this business for a reason. I think we need to create that brotherhood and support each other. I don't look at, like, Joey, for example. Joey's in my service area. I don't look at Joey's competition. I look at him as a brother. I help him out. He calls me for advice. I mean, I'm sure he's on here. He's always on here. And he'll attest to it as well. I think that's what we need to do, is not be so selfish, is more go towards helping each other in the industry to uplift everybody at the same time, whether it's through the Thin Brown Line or through helping each other's business, and we all kind of grow together. That's really, I think, is the magic piece to this puzzle.
I agree. And speaking of Joey, you know, me and my wife are forever indebted to him. He taught us about Tacos El Gordo in Vegas. That's in now. And also Mocajetes, which are thebomb.com. So if, thank you, Joey, for all of that. No, actually, I was just on the phone with him yesterday or today, and he was with the family, and he's got an awesome family. So, all right, now it's the Joey Cisneros show. That's what usually seems to happen on here for some reason. All right, so listen, you guys – I'm just being genuine here. I really appreciate all you do. I really thank you. It makes it easy to promote you. And I just really am glad to see, also, as those that know, they are also the owners of Skyboss. And as I said before, the boss of service and software. And for those, talking about conversions tonight, Larry, this software and the three options, and, you know, I know you're like, okay, I thought we were going to just talk about the Thin Brown Line, but it applies. What do you see when people take that presentation to the next level and show the customer the three options right there where they can compare them? Boom, boom, boom. You know, 1-star, 3-star, 5-star, and really, like, see what they're being offered together right there. What kind of an impact does that make?
I would say tenfold. If you're giving just a price to do a job, you're giving an ultimatum. If you're giving options, you're putting the customer in control of what they want and what they can afford. There's no judgment. And if you do it right, you will find that most people will buy more, and not for your sake, but for their own sake. And in general, it'll pay tenfold.
I see option two being, if you look at you do this, you probably can see the numbers in the industry, obviously, with all the accounts that you guys manage with Skyboss and whatnot. You have your own companies. You see this from experience. And I see this from, I've been to so many shops in the last couple of years, just like, you know, accelerated knowledge, right, of my exposure. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's pretty much, when you have a software like this, you see the number of, if you say, you know, your option one, option two, option three yeses, and you put them into buckets, you see a lot of those option one, that percentage drops, and the option two percentage goes, it skyrockets. And you don't always get option three. You do, if you do build value, some technicians out there, you guys get it. You build the education and you show the customer why they might need it. You're going to get a lot more option threes. But man, the option two is just a service technician versus themselves, with software versus without. You're going to see a lot of people jump from option one to option two.
Yeah, that sweet spot is right in the middle, 80% of the time.
Hey, look, people don't want to look cheap, and people don't want to get ripped off. So they pick
that. That's right.
All right, thanks for coming on, man. You guys are thebomb.com. I got to give away some money now. I know that, Jody, if you win, you said you would donate that $25 to whoever wins it. Or not to whoever wins it, that would be you. But we'll donate that somehow, some way, figure it out. And then also, we're doing a $200 giveaway. I forgot what we're doing. Maybe I just don't want to do the $200 giveaway. All right, you guys are giving away a shirt as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, guys, thanks so much. You guys can hang tight in the back office there, or the green room, or the green screen, or the blue screen, or the pop, we call it the blue room. And in the blue room, and you guys get what I did there, right? Blue room. No. Did anyone catch that joke? No, that was awkward. All right, thanks, guys, for coming on. See you later. All right, so comment of the night. Here we go. I think we need to narrow this down. I know you. Which he says, quote, everything William says, even if they don't want it, give them options, just got to send it. John McHugh says, options equal if you don't ask, you won't close. You know, look, he says, it's the brown screen. I love it for the brown room, for the thin brown line. That's clever. DW in the house. Good to see you, brother. There's too many people out there, he says, that are needing real service. To look at anybody else's real competition would be silly. And if you really want to separate yourself, just provide a better service than your competitor. All right, let's do the comment of the night. The winner is going to get $25 Visa gift card. So here's how it's going to go down. We're going to pick two comment of the night winners. You're going to get popped into the drawing for tonight. Maybe we can show the wheel for the... We have two already in there. Let's show that. We've got, who do we got? We got Austin Sanchez, and we've got Josh Chandler, and we've got Jill. That is for the grand prize, right? Now, what about the comment of the night for this week? We've got the two names from Tuesday night, and then we've got the two names for tonight. All right, so we got to get that wheel up real quick. And then tonight's, we're going to do the first one is we are going to stick with that one that I saw. That was really good, guys. It's a really good comment. Let me go back and find it. He says, what did he say? I don't remember what he said, but it was William. Was it William Nas? Oh, slow feet don't eat. Heard that from a very successful man. So, William, you're going to be one of the entries into the line. Here's what we're going to do to keep everyone on here tonight. We're going to do a special mystery $50 gift card giveaway. That's going to be at the end of all this to summarize the whole night. And that's available to all of you still watching. So there you go. Boom. Just watch the show. And you can, I was going to say watch the show to grow, but also watch the show to get paid. All right. So that's one of them. William Noss. Who else do we got? He says 7.5 options. 6.5, 7.5, 8.5. Oh, he's really working hard to get in the comment tonight. He's doing good, though. He makes me laugh every single time. What is it?
William Noss is already in there.
William's already in there. All right, well, William, you're already in there, so let's pick a couple more. Let's pick a couple more, so there could be two. Anybody else? Let's see here. Looks for the comment of the night. Jeremy says, just created two invoices in Skyboss. That's awesome. Let's go back here. What do we got? Can you get me one? You pick two. Pick two really good ones. Pick two really good ones, and we'll get these in here. So it could be anybody right now, and then we're going to do a $50 giveaway here at the very end for all of you watching the show. For all those that stayed around to watch someone else win, we appreciate you. Advocate Plumbing in here tonight. Also, we hit 38 guests the other night. We had 35 tonight. Live viewers, if you see us hit 50, we are doing a special $250 gift card giveaway. So if we hit 50 viewers, all you have to do is message into the Plumbing Sales Coach. We'll pick a random winner, and you'll get a $200 gift card. I don't, you know, and then I guess, you know, then we're giving away Bugattis here in a little bit and $1 million checks. Did we get some winners yet? It says pick the other William. That's funny. You just go put them up there. Who we got? What are the comments? Number one, Tanner in the house says, listen to the customer's needs. They will sell the job. Tanner just made the drawing for tonight's comment of the night. We need one more, and then we'll spin the wheel to see who wins the $25 gift card so that we can take that winner and put him in the final drawing. All right, so we got one, and number, is this the winner? CSR is... the one that drives the engine, Brian Mick. Now, wait a minute before I say his name really quick. Brian is a new client. Brian is a new client. So I'm really seeing you win, Brian. I'm happy for you. We did not pick you because you're a new client, but I am happy to see you win. But Brian McDermott, you are now in the drawing. So we've got our finalists now in there. Don't go away because you can win the $50 gift card giveaway here in just a little bit. I also saw another one I liked from Brian. He said, you almost said 500. Jeremy said, you almost said 500. Ooh, that almost cost me $300, Jeremy. Just that little slip of the tongue. That would have been... Well, that's all right. We just wouldn't have done the next 2 months of drawings. I'd have just kept entering people into a future drawing. All right. So $30. Okay, we're going to do the $25 giveaway right now. Then we're going to do the $200 giveaway. And then we're going to do the $50 giveaway. For those who just jumped on, Jessica B's like, what did I miss? Oh, my goodness. That's right. You know how many fun things you could do with all those gift cards? All right, so here we go. Let's spin the wheel. We got William Noss, Brian McDermott, Jody Enright, and Tanner Ringel in the first drawing. Don't go away if you're not in the drawing. You can win at the end here. And the winner is William Noss. You won, brother. I'm so happy you won because I know you're a guy who serves the community as a service manager. William, where are you from? What company do you work for? And, let us know. You just won. All you got to do is email info@theplumbingsalescoach.com and you can get your gift card. Hey, really quick, right before he loads that up for the next drawing, William just got dropped into the $200 gift card giveaway. You got a 25% chance of winning right now. I mean, seriously, watch the show, folks. Why wouldn't you? Also, what I was going to say was, I was going to say something. Oh, type dominate in the comments if you guys would like a little bit of training, a little bit of coaching from me. I'm going to tell you right now, here's some reasons why you will not want to hire me. Number one, you think that the customer owes you something. I'm not your guy. Number two, you were sales over service. I'm not your guy. Number three, you think your price book has to be complicated. I'm not your guy. Number four, you want to charge the customers for every little single minute of every single day of every single little piece of your life. I'm not your guy. I'm going to show you how to serve your customer. I'm going to show you how to serve your employee. I'm going to show you how to create a culture that attracts the people that you want. Type dominate in the comments and we will get you subscribed. Or you'll get, I don't know what we'll do. We'll get you into the comment. We'll get you information about our training. I don't even know. I'm so excited about giving this money away. Let's give this money away. Also, you can subscribe to the show by typing subscribe into the comments. And then the last thing is you can get the free ebook by typing ebook. All right, here we go. Drawing number two for $200. We got Jill. We only got her first name in there because I guess we don't value Jill. I mean, that hurts my heart. People are going to get reprimanded, Jill, over this. People are going to get reprimanded. It's not because you're Canadian. Okay, so William Noss is in the drawing. Josh Chandler's in the drawing. Austin Sanchez. You guys are all in the $200 drawing. Kristen says she loves the cup. Thank you, Kristen. I can get you one, I think. All right, so here we go. Spin that wheel, baby. Wait. I'm just joking. Let it go. Here we go. $200. No way. He's probably freaking out right now, William Noss. William, you won a $200 gift card, a $25 gift card, all just for watching the show tonight. And you got, what else did he get? A shirt. You got one of these bad boys coming to you, brother. You got one of these coming to you. My man, dude, he says, tell the world, William, tell the world about the show. Tell the world about the show. Now we need to do a $50 gift card giveaway to somebody. So look, the other night in the show, we talked about price book, and I said that there was a lot of things that go into the price book, a la carte pricing and this kind of stuff. But if anybody could tell me, as it relates to that show, if anybody can tell me, if they could name two John Candy movies right now, if you can name two John Candy movies, we will be giving you a $50 gift card, Visa gift card. All you gotta do is name two John Candy movies. I know you guys thought I was gonna talk about some. William, you're killing it, he says. Nice, man. I've been all about the fresh movement since the early days. Amen. Brother, I love you for that. Like-minded people love each other. I just made that up right now. All right, so two John Candy movies. Let's see them right now. Put them in there. $50 gift card giveaway for the two John Candy movies. Let's go. What do we got? She says, who is that? Great Outdoors, Home Alone? Ooh, Tanner. Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Bob Blah says, Matt says Tanner wins. Not yet. It doesn't work like that. Summer House and the Great Outdoors. In fact, John Candy's first movie and the second one. Who could tell me the first movie John Candy was in? I'll send you an additional gift card. Like a Starbucks gift card. Who can tell me the first movie John Candy was in? Do a $10 giveaway on that, and then we're going to end the show. Mike Buzan, my brother from another mother. Good to see you. My goodness. Used to be in a small group together back in the day. Believer in Christ. Jeremy Robbins says Great Outdoors. That's not his first movie. The Volunteers and nope. The Great Outdoors, nope. I'm a big John Candy fan. But we do have some people that are in the drawing. So let's put Bob in the drawing for the $50 giveaway. Let's put obviously Tanner in the $50 giveaway, because he said the first one. Bob Bloss, Candyland, nope. Stripe, nope. Brewster's Millions was the best. He says, nope. Can I Google it? LOL? Well, I mean, at this point, anybody could have. John Candy was Canadian, just saying. Chill. Stripe, no. Did we get another couple? Come on, man. A couple more movies and you're in the... Oh, Jill's back in the drawing. She put a couple in there. Stripes was the first movie, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I don't think so. Can you look it up real quick just to verify I'm right? Had to do with clowns. He says Hercules of New York. I'm pretty sure it had to do with clowns, guys. John Candy. Really? You don't know his name? It's my favorite actor. How's my producer not know the name? Hercules. Now they're looking it up. Now I'm starting to think I'm wrong. John Candy's first movie was, don't say it out loud, but does it have to do with clowns? No, am I wrong? What's it? That's his first movie? Well, still no one got it right. Oh, yep, someone did get it right. Well, they're close. Jody's close. And Jody's, we're not going to give it to Jody, so let's go. She said it. I thought it was the clown murders. He was in that. It was a scary movie. It was a B-rated movie. It was horrible. But he was in it. It has clowns, she said. She's just trying, like... Tunnel vision. All right, come on. Jody was right. You guys can look it up. But come on, it's for a $10 gift card. And then we've got, do we get our final entry into the $50 gift card? We need one more. I just need one more person to say two John Candy movies. We got Jill's in it. Did Jeremy put two? Jeremy's in it. Jeremy's got two on there. Tanner's in it. And there we go. All right, so we got Jill, Tanner, Bob, and Jeremy. I didn't miss anyone, did I? No, not Bob Bloss. Bob Kellogg. Okay, let's spin this wheel now once we get this thing up. Come on, guys. What's that first movie? $10 gift card giveaway. That's all you got to do is just drop it in there like it's summer something. Seemed like a good idea at the time, Tanner said. Class of 44. Oh my gosh, Home Alone, no. Was he even in Home Alone? Everyone keeps saying Home Alone. I don't remember him even being in Home Alone. What did he do in Home Alone? Rental, summer rental, she says. Jill says, summer rental. His first leading role. Summer Rental was his first leading role. So what was his first movie ever? I think it was The Clown Murders. She said, yes, at the airport. All right, Jill, look. I think that was his first leading role. I think it was The Clown Murders, guys. But I'm going to give it to Jill. I'm going to give Jill a $10 gift card. I don't know if they have Starbucks up there. They have Tim Hortons. That's like a big thing up there, Tim Hortons. We'll give it to her. All right, let's spin this wheel for this $50 gift card, and we'll let you guys go for the night. You guys have been awesome for hanging out here so long. I love you. You're amazing. Jeremy Robinson wins the $50 gift card for the last gift card of the night. Jill, you want a $10 gift card. Let's bump that up to a $25 gift card, Jill, and we'll make it a Visa gift card, and you can use that Tim Hortons. Buy everyone coffee or something. Buy the fine folks over there in Orangeville at Plums Up Plumbing and Drains. Guys, I love you. I really do. That's why we do this. That's why we do this. All right, guys, listen. Remember the training. We're going back to live trainings, daily trainings, weekly trainings. We can send out notifications to your team. I can keep motivating them. I can keep pumping them up. If you're a owner and you want a simpler price book, you want to make this thing work, you want to make this thing go, you want to go to the next level, hit me up. I'm less than the cost of losing business. That'll make sense to you after the show turns off, guys. I love you. And as always, remember, serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.